T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
You can tell from the music, Jimmy is back. And you can tell from my smile, Crowder is back.
Hey, fellas.
So I don't like to delve into people's private lives. I very rarely, people, if they ask me advice on a boyfriend or a girlfriend, like I'm always, I give you both sides. I never tell some, oh, you got to leave her because she did this. Like, it's just not my thing. You're never as invested in the relationship as the person who's asking you. So you give this, you know, answer, but you don't have all the emotional baggage that's attached to it. So it's always a mistake to be giving people advice when it comes to personal lives. But I'm going to make an exception in the case of Solana. He has to leave Valentina before things get too out of control here.
They're engaged.
Well, they're engaged. Yeah. But this has to end. He snapped me last night. She brought home from the grocery store chickpea-based macaroni and cheese. And listen, that's enough. It's enough. You gotta. That was
Monza.
The brand. Yeah.
Yeah. Monza's delicious.
Oh my God. I've now got to start divorce proceedings from you for this show. This is the final show. There it is.
The Bonza
chickpea mac and cheese.
They make macaroni noodles. They make spaghetti. They make fettuccine. They have the entire line.
Shouldn't that be illegal? Like, isn't the government able to stop, you know, you can't sell cigarettes in a school, I would imagine, right?
Yeah,
like, there's,
yeah,
like, certain things you can't do. Can't the government stop manufacturers from making chickpea-based mac and cheese? I mean, this sounds ridiculous. And Valentina, while proving herself to be nice over several years, is not who I thought she was, and Solana needs to leave her.
Don't you like hummus?
I love hummus.
It's hummus in noodle form.
Nah, I know what mac and cheese is supposed to taste like, and it ain't that. Solana, did you have it last night?
No, I didn't, and I refused to have it. By the way, I like chickpeas. I happen to believe the chickpea is one of the best chicks and one of the best peas.
I'm with you, actually. If you did a Mount Rushmore of chicks or a Mount Rushmore of peas, this is one of the items probably going to make both.
But mac and cheese, pasta in general, chickpea-based pasta, come on, bro. Come on, bro. Yeah. Really?
So what do you do? Did you kick her out of the house? I would have made Lori say, I would have said, you have to go back. You have to return this. I want to see a receipt. I actually want a FaceTime of you returning this. And I'd like to see a tear in your eye when you're returning. Because that's an unforgivable sin as far as I'm concerned. Because they do make the pasta. They like, we get pasta sometimes. Lori will buy it. What is it made out of? It's not made out of
it's the veggie flour, the veggie
like,
pasta.
Yeah, like a veggie pasta.
It's got carrots and stuff. Yeah, that's a veggie
mac
pasta.
Mac and cheese is sacred. This is sacred. All right. You don't rewrite the Bible. Although I guess the New Testament, is that a rewrite? I don't know. I'm not very religious.
Bonza's the New Testament.
Well, I'm an Old Testament kind of guy, as you may have known. And I am just horrified that she brought that home. And so did you say anything to her or did you only complain to me?
No, there was a question that I posed to her. I said, chickpea mac and cheese, huh? And she said, yeah, it looks really good, right? And I kind of just hit her with a, huh. And that's it. There was no further discussion on the matter.
Well, okay, if you don't want to leave her, I understand. Mm-hmm. You have to withhold sex for at least a month.
Yeah.
And that'll hit her where it hurts.
Not hurting her at all. That's a reward.
Hit her where it hurts a lot.
But isn't your woman, I'll just go back to stories. The Lori was trying to serve you stuffed peppers, and you hate them. Mm-hmm. But that's a very healthy meal. Myself, Asia begs me to drink more water and not just Funky Buddha Hop Gun.
Right.
But she wants to better my life. She wants me to live and be healthier. Your woman is supposed to uplift you in all areas of life.
I agree with that. Certain things, though, are sacred. Certain things are sacred. Listen, I want to spend as much time with you walking on the beach.
Yes.
But not on Sundays at 1 o'clock. You see, there's certain things that are sacred. To me, macaroni and cheese is one of the most sacred things. I want the noodle. I want a packet of powdered cheese. And I want some hot water in there. That's all I want. I'm a simple man. Mm-hmm. I'm a botanist on Mars, just trying to get by with a little cup of mac and cheese. I have to jump off the planet if the mac and cheese is hummus-based. I'm going to call it hummus mac and cheese because that sounds worse than chickpea mac and cheese.
Hey, Solana, try one and give an honest opinion.
No, I'm good.
just try. I've done the bonza. It's not bad.
No, I mean, I've heard of this bonza, and I'm sure it's a phenomenal company. But I'd rather withhold sex, to be quite honest, than eat chickpea mac and cheese.
That's how you got to hit her where it hurts, Solana.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I do that. If I get angry, I tell Lori, no sex for a month. Sometimes she doesn't understand the severity of it, so she'll continue to do it. And I have to continue to withhold sex month after month because she just doesn't seem to be getting it.
Yeah.
Gets off work at 6, gets home at midnight. I don't know if y'all know what's going on.
Hawk, you've got this marriage thing figured out, man. You got to give me some more tips.
I know. Just follow my lead. And if you ever get in a dicey situation, you call me. All right?
Put it on the thread. You need two opinions on this one, bro.
We got action tonight. Heat and Panthers. Some good ones. The NFL. I don't know if you saw this. Did you see the new kickoff rule, Crowder?
Yes.
This is going to dramatically change kickoffs.
It's going to dramatically change kickoffs. There's going to be a lot more returns because of the fact that these guys are going to kick back like punt team, and they're going to start picking guys off deep in the red zone. This is dangerous.
They're starting right there, though. They start on like the opponent's what, 40 or something like that? I don't know. I got to look at this.
They're 5 yards apart. And then the ball's kicked. They both take off running at the same time. But
do you see where they start, though? They're starting like 30 yards ahead of where the ball is kicked.
Both teams.
So they're 5 yards apart on the opposing end of the field.
Both teams are on the receiving end's side of the field. So past the 50, you're on the receiving end's 40 as the kickoff team.
The only person who's not is the kicker.
Correct. The kicker kicks off from the 35 of his own side. The kicking team lines up at the 40-yard line, and the receiving team lines up at the 35-yard line. Nobody can move until the returners make contact with the ball in the receiving
sector. Or
the ball
drops in the
landing zone. The landing
zone,
yeah, which is in the red zone, essentially.
It becomes a punt. Is what it
is. Well, no, because you're not gunning downfield, though. You're already there.
It's a punt with no gunners.
Right.
So I'm just, when I heard about it today, I'm thinking about it. The guys on the right side are now going to run and pick off the guys on the left side that are running down. The guys on the left side are going to cross and pick off. I think this rule is dangerous. I swear.
And you can only have two people to return. There can only be two people to return. So
a max.
You have to have, yeah. So I guess nine on the line.
But yep. Crowder, just to push back on the idea that this will be dangerous.
It's done for safety.
Right. I mean, there's a precedent here. It's not like this will be the first time it's being done. This is what the XFL implemented, and there must have been enough data over a span of X amount of games, X amount of returns, where the NFL agreed, hey, there's still opportunities for kickoff returns here while eliminating much more risk from the regular kickoff that we've been watching for years.
Well, I think it's because you can't build up a head of steam.
Right.
That's where I think the safety comes in, is that a defender or a kick returner, you really can't build up a head of steam. If the returner gets past everyone, he's clear to go because there's no one back there other than the kicker. And the defender or the kicking team, the most that they're running is 10 or 15 yards.
And the R1 is going to go and destroy the guy standing on R3 because R3 is running, staring at his guy in front of him. And it's going to be some blindside shot. These special team coordinators are smart. I'm looking at it. When I saw the rule this morning, I looked at it and I said, oh, yeah, I can get a return off this. And I don't even know what the hell's going on. I've never special team coordinated in my life.
And yesterday they outlawed the hip drop tackle.
Oh, listen. You don't want me to cuss. Let's not talk about hip drop.
Well, we tried to figure out what that is. I don't know if you know. Oh. Neither of us have played football at any level. Barely even Mattel electronic football.
What was the big boy on Little Giants that carried refrigerators around?
Never saw it.
You never saw Little Giants?
What?
Yeah, I don't know. What is that? That's I think a little past my time. Like I'm probably an adult, married, and no child at that point when that comes out. Like, what am I doing watching Little Giants? Who am I, Diddy?
He was Seymour.
Allegedly.
You better get a plane. You better get a plane.
Yeah, it was Rick Moranis, Seymour.
Yes, that was Seymour. Seymour was coaching against the guy off. I scored four touchdowns my senior year in one game.
You're talking about Spike, though, right? Spike in the Little Giants.
There was a time in Little Giants where there was this gigantic kid called Spike, and the other little kids grabbed his waist, and they were just dragging behind him, and Spike ran on in the end zone. If I grab Derrick Henry's waist and can't put my body weight on the ground, what do you want me to
do? What can you do? Tie up his legs? So
hold his waist like a little kid begging daddy not to go to work. No, I want to go fishing today, daddy. Like, I don't know how if Saquon Barkley's running down the hash and I'm coming at an angle and I grab him around the waist, what else am I supposed to do than let my body weight go?
So the hip drop is the defender dropping their own body weight in order to bring down the person that they're trying to tackle.
I grab you. I let my feet go. Now, when I was playing, it's 250 pounds now of
dead
weight.
Now you have to drag me or you're going down.
Or you're going down. Now
you're
using
your body weight as an asset.
That's what it is. And it's really, you know what? It's like throwing an anchor on a boat. You have a boat going full tilt. You throw an anchor and it hits the ground. That boat's going to jam and spin around. Now, what do I do as a defender when Saquon or Derek or one of them dudes are running and I have to grab him around his waist because I have a bad angle? This is like the trajectory of, you know, where to hit the quarterback. You had to hit him on the belly button and all. And you see guys still get penalties for hitting him in the legs and hitting him high and all that. I want to see how they make this one work, because we're all going to adjust because these guys want to make money. All of them dudes going to figure it out. but this one is going to get called a million times.
Well, that's what I was saying to Solana yesterday, though. There has to be some sort of, obviously, they've done their research. I'm guessing they have looked at every single tackle, say, over the last five seasons, because you can't outlaw something if it's 70% of the defense. So a hip drop tackle has to be what? Maybe 5% of all tackles? Like, they, could they outlaw it if it wasn't? And I, there's got to be data on it. But the way you're making it sound is that it's more than 5%. I'm just curious, because if it's more than 5%, that's going to get whistle after whistle after whistle for several years until people get it out of their heads. It the same thing with, you know, happened with leading with the head and roughing the quarterback, like you said, all that stuff. It took years to really make it so that you saw it and understood that that was a penalty immediately. I can't imagine the hip drop tackle is so commonplace that they're going to be whistling something every other tackle.
Half of tackles are a hip drop, but it's just the angle you're at. When a guy runs into you, how many times do you see a guy hit their shoulder into the running back's chest, pick him up, and drop him where he is? Because they're too damn strong and fast.
Right.
So they're running past you.
And they've got a head of steam.
They're running past you at 20 miles per hour. You grab them with your right arm. They're still moving. How do I get this man on the ground? I drop my weight down. He can't carry 250 pounds. He's going to fall. But if my hip hits his ankle, now it's I've never practiced a hip drop tackle. It's almost just part of football.
Because that's a tackle. Like, you've never, like, you don't even classify it. It's
no.
Just, hey, when I see the guy with the ball, I got to get him down on the ground.
If I can hit him, square him up, hit him, perfect form tackle, near leg, near shoulder, yeah, let's do it. I'll tell you this, Hawk, a perfect form, near leg, near shoulder, perfect internet tackle, that happens five times.
Right.
Normal thing is, oh, damn, Adrian Peterson is running through the B gap and it's my gap. How the hell do I get this big ass dude on the ground? And you have to do by any means possible, any means necessary to make him fall down, get a knee or elbow on the ground so you don't get cussed out. This is one. This, you know how mad I was about the quarterback hit angle? This is the one. I'm more mad about this than any other rule they've implemented, because now defenders are grabbing guys' waist and they're going to be dragged into the end zone like Spike did on Little Giants.
The little cutesy NFL.
It's just, you know what? You know what? You know what else it is, Hawk? Now you got me going. It's for the offense again, because they
sure
want to see more points scored. More points scored, more money, more sponsorships. Everybody wants a 60 to 55 game like y'all three on this board, and I don't like it.
And I'll say it, too. I think a lot of people are scared to say it. It's racist.
White boys hip drop, too.
Well, I will figure out just exactly how it is racist before,
you know,
6
what?
O'clock.
I... Craziest thing in the world.
Go with me on this one. Why not?
I would. And I saw Zach Thomas at Islands of Adventure on Sunday afternoon.
You did?
Coincidentally, somebody ran up to me and was like, hey, crowd. I was like, hey, how you doing? And I get in picture mode and hold my arm out. So I just held my arm sideways like this. He's like, no, I saw your boy Zach here. And about 5 minutes later, I see Zach walking. Zach is smaller than Solana. You don't think Zach hip drops right. some people to a Hall
that's,
of Fame?
I'm guessing that's probably one of his better methodologies when it came to bringing down bigger guys, who was everyone.
Zach hip dropped his way to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
And now, what would Zach be? These little bitty ass linebackers we have nowadays, what are they going to be if they have to grab somebody's waist and try to corral them like a little kid doesn't want his dad to go fishing Saturday morning? But I'm telling you, this rule is about to get interesting.
You know what it is? It's reverse racism. I'll flesh it out.
Let's work with it. I'll ride with you. You know I'm going to ride with you.
Let's get headlines real quick. Will Manso is going to join us this hour. We have a Heat game tonight. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, who has an upset stomach. He's eating chickpea macaroni and cheese all night. Joke's on you, though, Valentina. No sex.
Don't take that. I don't know. This sports update is driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. Bro, there's so many rule changes today, and not just like rule changes, but just different things happening with the NFL. There's a whole list of them. The trade deadline was moved to the Tuesday after Week 9 games. Truthfully, I don't remember when the trade deadline was before, if it was the Monday before Week 9, or I don't know, but it's been
usually
moved.
Find out when someone mentions it on the show, right. And then we do a big countdown. And then, but then we don't know what to do when it happens anyway.
It was part of my career for years, and I don't know when it is.
The NFL plans to play on Christmas Day again in 2024, but Christmas Day falls on a Wednesday, so people are raising some eyebrows at that. Hard Knocks in season will now follow all four teams within one division.
A little cutesy.
Because you know what that is? Like, the Hard Knocks before the season is the big one. We enjoyed the in-season because it was the Dolphins. I think what happens, though, is the team goes, we don't want to have a microscope on us during the season. And so the league and HBO, they went, you know what? We'll spread it out amongst four teams, and now it's not even like a microscope. It's like we're just showing what's going on. Like, it completely kind of denigrates the purpose of what Hard Knocks is all about, which is that inside view. But I don't think teams want to participate in it, and I get it during the season. That's you can argue that that's when the wheels fell off for the Dolphins after a couple of weeks. So I don't know, but a little cutesy. I'm not interested unless it's the AFC East, then I'll watch.
I'm with you on spread the headache, because that's what it is. Not spread
the wealth. That's exactly what it is. Yep.
It's spread the headache. And also, if you're in a division where there's one monster and the other three garbage teams, we know who they're going to focus on is going to be the good team. Who wanted to follow around the Jets last year during the season?
I did. That was a dumpster fire. I could have. You can tell me what the pay-per-view is. I'm in.
You want to see the train wreck.
The Miami Heat, they do play the Warriors tonight at 7:30 p.m. So Jimmy Butler, he's probable, but added to the injury report, missed shoot-around this morning with a non-COVID illness.
All right.
The Panthers play the Bruins tonight, 7 p.m., couple of big ones in South Florida. Panthers, 11 games remaining. We talked about it yesterday, tied with the Bruins atop the Atlantic Division with 97 points. So tonight could be the deciding game for the Atlantic Division.
All right.
We're 2 days away from Marlins opening day. Jesus Luzardo, Zeus, will get the nod versus the Pirates on Thursday at 4:10.
Very good.
Shohei Ohtani yesterday, if you missed the end, very end of the show, said he did not ever bet on sports. Zero sports gambling from him.
You see, there was a basketball player yesterday who got suspended
Porter.
Or will be suspended for betting. So he knew, this is a wild story, this is the danger of player props. This is the danger of player props, because you can't always affect the outcome of an entire game, but you can certainly affect your own player props. What's the guy's name again?
Jontay Porter. He's Michael Porter Jr.'s brother.
Jontay Porter, from what I read, he was on like a two-way contract, so he was making like $400,000 a year.
Yep.
He was, they found all these online sports books. There was massive amounts way out of, I mean, listen, hey, what's his name? Jontay
Porter.
Jontay Porter. Listen, it's not just like, nobody looking at the numbers coming, like they have algorithms. This is your normal props. Because no one's betting your props, your Jontay Porter, and then all of a sudden, your props go through the roof like that. So the under, Jontay Porter unders, would spike like crazy. And guess what happened the three games that it happened? He left after 4 minutes. An eye injury, was feeling sick. Like, he told all his friends, I'm bailing on this game in 4 minutes, bet all my unders. And that's what they did. But they didn't have, like, spread it out a little bit. Dude, like, what? I mean, the way they did it was just ridiculous. So all the online sports books go, well, wait a second. Why are Jontay Porter unders being bet at this feverish pace? Like, I think it was DraftKings or FanDuel. Their biggest loss of the night that night.
Multiple
Jontay
times.
Porter unders. What? No one's ever heard of them.
This is what they think Pete Rose was doing. This is the, and it, Hawk, to your point, this is stupidity.
And again, a guy like that, he cannot affect the outcome of a game.
No.
So who's going to win or lose? That doesn't matter. But he can certainly affect the outcome. If he knows I'm going to go out there, I'm going to, because you have to play a couple of minutes. If you don't play, if you don't step foot on the court, bets are null and void. So if you know you're going to play, but then you're going to pull up lame, that's a pretty good way to guarantee all your unders are going to hit.
Stupidity. And I hate this happening during greed, but the Shohei Ohtani stuff going on now, because now it's the athlete gambling thought and how dumb he did it, and oh, what was Shohei betting on, or Epi, whatever the hell his name is his buddy. But yeah, that's what they're trying to stop, is exactly what Murray did.
Correct.
We have to revisit this though, because
also you called him Murray. Because you're thinking DeJounte Murray like I am, but it's Jonte Porter. That's why I keep getting confused.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what Porter – this is why dumb Porter – his brother has $100 million.
Hey, listen, $400,000 ain't nothing to sneeze at either.
These dudes be dumb.
Bugging.
We have to revisit it, because some – like the details from Woj or the article on ESPN – was insane. I mean, insane. Because he does this, he pulls this off one night, comes out of the game, like Hawk said, with a re-aggravated eye injury that he had suffered 4 days later, didn't score in the game. The next day, DraftKings reported that the under on Porter's three-pointers was the biggest money winner for bettors of any NBA player props.
I mean, that's silly.
Next game, he plays 19 minutes, scores 12 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. He has, like, decent numbers, what you would expect him to have. Then,
you know what you tell your friends? You go, hey, bet all my unders tonight. I'm going to go over, but we'll kind of throw them off the scent. Just bet half your money on the unders. I mean, Jonte, what are we doing here? Have you never run a caper?
And this is funny. I've advised this before. I'm like, man, why don't you just give your money to your cousin and let him bet for you? Because that was my thought.
But it doesn't matter. You're still going to see all the – like, I don't even know if he was betting. It's the fact that there's this massive handle on a particular bet.
And they would have got my dumb ass if I ever did it, because I've said it in the past to you. I'm like, why are these dudes betting them? Calvin Ridley. I was like, why is he betting himself? Right. Shoot somebody $10,000 and tell them to bet on something that you want to bet on. But like you're saying, the algorithm. So the algorithm would have got me, Porter. Ask your brother for some money.
On March 20th, in a game against the Suns, Porter played 3 minutes before leaving the game due to what the Raptors said was an illness, did not return. He did not score, attempted to miss one shot, and had had two rebounds. Sportsbooks had his over-under set at around 5.5 points, 5.5 rebounds. The next day, DraftKings Sportsbook once again reported to its users that Porter's prop bets were the number one moneymaker from the night.
It's like Goodfellas, you know, when Robert De Niro tells them after they pull off the big heist and they get all that cash, he's like, nobody shows up with no new cars or what, and everybody's pulling up to the bar in their new Cadillac and the wife's got the fur on, and he's like, no, it's fine, it's under my name, it's under her name. He's like, it doesn't, like, they're looking at us, it doesn't matter whose name it's under.
It's what got Frank Lucas in prison.
Yes.
You seen the movie?
Yes.
His wife brought him the fur.
Everyone thinks, I have plausible deniability. Well, no, you don't when you're leaving the game and everyone on earth seems to be betting your unders inexplicably when no one's ever bet your unders before.
They're so dumb.
All right, we got to wrap it up for Will.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida, but it is hot outside. That's your weather.
All right, Will Manso will join us next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
The wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
By the way, our Dave and Buster's gift card giveaway is back. We've got a $250 gift card that you could win to go to Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. Watch the tournament or the Heat or the Panthers or whatever you feel like watching. They got the TV there, 42 feet. Hey, watch whatever you want to watch. Probably have a little box of Home Shopping Network up there. Doesn't matter. 42 feet, Crowder. Anyway.
That thing $250 is nice.
Gift card for Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. If you want to register to win it, go to WQAM.com and click on contests, and you can do that right there. Will Manso from Local 10 and Bally Sports Sun. He is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Two good games tonight, Will. Which one's bigger? You got Heat and Golden State. You've got Panthers and Boston, which has a lot of juice to it.
I got to go with Heat only because the Heat are at the bottom of the playoff race, where the Panthers are at the top. And I know positioning in the top of the playoffs is important, and, you know, whether the one seed and President's Cup and all that stuff. But, I mean, avoiding the play-in game is the priority right now for the Heat. Them not getting the playoff game would be a huge win. And games like this at home, where they haven't played particularly well, are just too important, especially with only 11 left.
And Will, with the Heat, man, I just got to – how do they score 88 against the Pelicans and then 121? How do they score 33 more points 2 days apart? What happened, and what do they need to do moving forward to give me the Cavs game more?
I think Spo said it after the game. If I had the answer to that, you know, we wouldn't be sitting in this position. But it's a great question. I mean, it's a question everybody wants to ask. This team is maddening. You know, 1 week you think they're turning the corner, they win a couple games, you're scoring 115. The next, they can't crack 100. And it's just the frustration with this team. And maybe it's the in and out nature of the lineup. Maybe it's the inconsistencies. But guys, 70 games in the season, you can't make that excuse anymore. You've got to have some sort of rhythm and shot-making ability. And right now, you know, when they hit threes and they move the ball around and the movement's there and the defense leads the offense, they're as good as anybody in the NBA. When they don't, they're as bad as anybody in the NBA, which is wild for a team that's got so much playoff success the last 4 or 5 years. So I wish I had the answer. I don't, but we know what this team is capable of. At least they've shown it. We unfortunately also know the downside that they're capable of, because they've shown that too.
They're right. So I'm with you. They're not either team. The team you saw against New Orleans, they're not that team. The team that you saw against Cleveland, they're not that team either. They're somewhere, I guess, in the middle. The question is, what needs to be done to make sure the team that's closer to the team that we saw against Cleveland, the team that we see in the postseason?
Defense. I mean, I think it and Spo says it, and I know it's a cliche, and I know it's the whole Heat identity and culture and all that stuff that they talk about, but it's actually basketball is legit. I mean, when they play defense and they make things tough offensively for the other team, create turnovers, get in transition, they're a different team. They just get easier baskets. And when you are struggling to produce offense at times in the half court or even pushing the ball, you've got to get easy baskets. You've got to get help from the other team making mistakes, which means your defense has to lead those mistakes. So the formula for the Heat is always defense, but in particular with this team, again, Tyler's out. You know, they may get Kevin Love tonight, but Duncan's still out. With the in-and-out nature of the lineup, and you need shooters so much, and just they haven't been consistent with that, when you play defense, you have a shot. I mean, they keep teams in the 100 to 105 range. They're going to be in good shape to win games, even when the offense isn't there. When they're trying to, you know, when they can't slow down a team, they're trying to go 115, 120 on a team, and their offense stalls, you get a night like New Orleans.
Will, one of the bigger storylines going into the end of the season, aside from Tyler, Duncan Robinson, if they were both healthy, who would start, is Nikola Jokic maybe locking down that fourth spot next to Bam Adebayo. Do you think we've seen enough? I know Spo has spoken highly of him over the past week or so. Do you think we've seen enough where, at least for the play-in or the first round, whatever comes, It'll be Nico starting at the four.
I mean, a month ago you asked me this question, and I'd say Spo, you know, has shown in the past he's not afraid to pull the trigger and make another move, even for a guy that's been starting a while, and put someone else in there, whether it's Kevin Love or Caleb Martin, whoever it may be. With the injuries that have happened and Nico being in this consistent role now, now I'm thinking it is a possibility and probably the likelihood that he's in the starting lineup. Now, I do think it will be predicated on matchups. If, depending on who they play in the first round, it's a matchup where Spo doesn't see the fit at the four and maybe wants the experience of a Kevin Love, maybe wants the quickness in the defense and the explosiveness of a Caleb Martin, I could see that being the shift. But I think at this point, when you look at consistency and availability, Nico has been that guy. I mean, he may not be putting up eye-popping numbers, but he is getting used to that role and feeling very comfortable with the guys around him. So it would not surprise me. Where, again, a month ago you asked me that question, and I'd still be wishy-washy. I'd be like, I don't think they're starting Nico. I feel a little different now.
And Will, and we've talked about this, and I've heard in the past, oh, the playoffs are coming. They're going to tighten the rotation. I just looked. I didn't even know. In the Cavs game, 12 players played, but nine players played over 20 minutes. That tighten the rotation thing, is that going to happen? Or are we going to see, like you said, even you just brought up matchups. Is Spo going to throw out there who he thinks whoever he needs to win this game?
I think the old days of the I got to tighten the rotation is that's dead. I think especially that's the days where I think you had the three or four stars, you know, a couple stars, and then three or four role guys to go with them. This team, since day one, what's the first thing Spo said in training camp? You guys remember it. Depth is our strength. I love the depth of our team, and that became a big storyline early. Well, that depth has been tested. So wherever you get bodies back or whoever's available, whether guys, particular guys aren't back, I still think depth has got to be the way you go in. You can't preach depth, right, all season. Use that depth all season because of injuries or whatever the case may be, and then get to the playoffs and say, okay, only eight guys are playing. I just think that I don't see Spo doing that, again, because of the matchups, because of the in-and-out nature of the guys, because, quite frankly, he's got a lot of options in certain spots where I think he could turn to a veteran like a Patty Mills in one game and then not play him at all the other. I mean, that's just the way Spo's built, and the players know that.
You know, Will, we talked last week, for those who don't know, Will Manso, his wife is Giselle Espinales from Channel 6. We talked last week. She had posted on Instagram. She was drinking pickle juice right out of the jar. And you said, hey, this is nothing that I'm going to participate in. You put your foot down, which, you know, I was trying to tell Solana. Solana's fiance came home last night, and he immediately reached out to me. He was very nervous. He thinks maybe he's gotten into something that he needs to get out of. She came home with chickpea-based macaroni and cheese. And I said, I don't normally like to delve into people's personal relationships, but in this instance, he probably is better off calling off the engagement. Where do you stand on this?
Yeah, you read my mind on that. The first thing that came to my mind as you were saying, before you even know the words, was you just have to call this thing off. I mean, there's a reason it's an engagement. There's time. It's not a marriage yet. But once you get into the chickpea mac and cheese, I think that's in the big book of marriage. That's where it stops. That's where it's a no-go.
I mean, that's a little because – like Crowder saying, "Oh, your woman, your girlfriend, your fiance, your wife,
uplift you in every aspect of life."
Right? She wants to keep you healthy, but at certain points, certain things are sacred. Mac and cheese should be a traditional noodle with some powdered cheese in a packet.
Yeah, if you want chickpea or hummus or something, hey, listen, do that with some pita chips on the side another time. But if you're going to have mac and cheese, have the real mac and cheese. You know, unless you have dietary restrictions or some sort of a health issue.
Right, that's the only caveat.
That's the only caveat. That's also in the book. There's an asterisk there. But otherwise, listen, the pickle stuff, I'm married already. It's too late. I can't turn back now. But if the pickle stuff happens in engagement, we may have a different conversation right now. I'm not exactly sure what. If I see pickle juice straight from the jar in my refrigerator, this may be a different conversation today.
Yeah.
And Will, Hawk put his foot down early. He told his wife, "I'm not eating stuffed peppers." My thing was beer, Will. I don't know if I sound crazy, but she was like, "Hey, you drink a lot of beer." I said, "Yep, and I've been drinking beer our whole life. Leave me alone." What did you put your foot down on Gisella? I'm not stopping it. You can say whatever you want.
That's a good question. I don't know food related because we have similar tastes other than the pickle juice stuff. We have similar tastes in food. I don't think I had to put my foot down on anything. She'll do the old, hey, slow down with the rums and stuff. Like I love a good rum and Coke. But as far as stopping, put my foot down, I never had to do that. I never really had to do the stop on that.
Yeah, gambling so for me, in addition to the stuffed peppers, it was gambling. I said, listen, there's going to be many months that we cannot pay a mortgage. And I'm sorry, that's just the way that it is. And I don't want to hear anything.
Typical degenerate stuff. That's normal. That's understandable. Yeah.
But Solana, you heard the seriousness in Will's voice there regarding the chickpea mac and cheese. You can acknowledge that this is a major red flag, no?
Yeah, no, Will, I actually, you know, I always look to you for heat advice and your career advice as well. Now I know I have a trusted marriage advice counselor as well with you, Hawk, and Crowder. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, of course. Listen, you're talking to a pro. I'm batting 500. I'm 1-for-2. So that's the whole
thing. Hey, didn't you go to St. Louis for Ruthie Polinsky's wedding?
I did. I did go to St. Louis. Now, that was a beautiful wedding. I don't know what the restrictions were there. There were no restrictions. Let me tell you about this wedding. Not only was there was two weddings, because Friday night there was a party, right? And we left at 2 a.m. and we said, wait, that wasn't the wedding? I don't understand. We just ate, we drank, we danced. What more is there? We did it all again on Saturday. Then the wedding ended on Saturday night and there was a band playing The Saints Go Marching In. It was like, I'm drunk. I have no idea what's going on. And they take us to an after party in a different area. So we went to like 3 or 4 weddings this weekend, but it was just one wedding.
Those Polinskys threw it down because I was looking at it on Instagram. Like they
know
threw
how to party.
It down. Yeah.
Will, were you at Ultra?
I felt like I was at Ultra. At that point, I might as well have been at Ultra. I was dancing with glow sticks. I had everything going on. It was crazy.
But wait, didn't you? I saw this on Instagram. Weren't you and Giselle kind of touring St. Louis with Mike and Jen Cugno?
We did. We took the Cugnos. The Cugnos and I and Sol and I went, and we went to St. Louis. We could not find a place to eat for breakfast. Everything was closed, but we finally found a place. And I will say this about St. Louis. We went to the Arch. Have you guys been? Have you all been to the Arch?
No, I've purposely avoided it because it looks stupid
okay.
to me.
I thought it was going to be the dumbest thing ever. Okay, let's take a selfie and move on. It was beautiful. It was cool. It is this beautiful park. It's just an open park.
Really?
And the arch is enormous. Cugno, being Cugno, he couldn't stop touching the arch. He just went over and was just touching the arch. He's like, look at this. Look, and he just kept touching. It's hard. I'm like, yes, it's metal. Of course it's hard. It's going to stand. Huh. It's been there for so long. But it was beautiful. We took a bunch of selfies, did the whole thing, and I'm glad we went. I would recommend to all. It was really cool.
You seen it, that Crowder, the St. Louis Arch?
I don't know if I went the wrong time of day, but Randy McMichael, the tight end that went to St. Louis after the Dolphins, he took me there to show me the city, and we get out the Uber, and he's like, "Hey, this is the Arch," and it's just two big black dudes standing there in the park together, and I'm like, I don't know what we're doing here. I don't know why we're here.
Is it possible that was just a guy named Archie?
We would know. It is in a park.
Did he say, "I want to introduce you to my guy Arch"?
Like Will said, and he get out the car, and then Randy's like, "Look, bro." And I'm like, "Wow."
Well, were you far away though? It sounds like Mike and Will and Giselle and Jen like went up to it.
I could tell it was metal. I knew it wasn't made out of Jello.
That I would go see.
It's pretty. I was impressed. It's not made out of chickpeas, that's for sure. It was impressed. I was impressed.
Does it do anything? Does it hold something up, or is it?
You could actually go up the thing, but we didn't have time because breakfast took so long. We had to get and go to the wedding, the many weddings we went to, all the many parties we went to this weekend. But yeah, it was. We were all four of us were in agreement. All four said that was cool. That was actually pretty cool.
I would not have get. Have you seen it, Solana?
I have. And I remember when we went, we were expecting to go up and do the whole thing where you can actually go through it. But I don't know if it was closed that day or maybe they don't let you do it anymore. Will, there's no way you actually enjoyed that. I don't believe you. Unless you had a couple rum and cokes before, perhaps.
I was hungover. The only bad thing that happened is that I had leftover breakfast tacos and I left them at the Arch. So somebody found my breakfast tacos at the Arch. Because while we were taking pictures, I put them down and didn't pick them up.
So what is better, the St. Louis Arch or the Bean in Chicago? Love the Bean.
I love the Bean. No, I love the Bean, but I'm not going to lie. I was more impressed with the Arch. What? Listen, I'm not going to lie. The Arch that we have in Miami over by the old Modern Age, now that's beautiful. That's right off the 826. Now, that's architecture.
That is iconic.
That is a must-see in Miami.
By the Modern Age. That's such a great call. Everyone has seen that.
Are you kidding me? I've taken selfies there. We were going to go and do comparison selfies with the Cugnos, but we haven't had a chance yet. Just take the same picture.
St. Louis Arch.
You're giving that the nod over the bean?
No. I said I like the bean. I do like the bean more. I would say the bean is a better overall experience, but I was more impressed with the structure itself. The St. Louis Arch is enormous. It is beautiful.
All right. Well, I think we've learned a lot and we've covered a lot today. We learn anything about the Heat, Solana? I zoned out when he was talking about the Heat.
No, I just know I have to break up with Valentina.
No, it's fine. She'll understand.
Yeah, I mean, she'll realize the error in her ways, and she'll just have to recalibrate and restart. It happens to the best of us.
Oh, I remember. Oh, last thing. Can I say something really personal, or is it too personal? Yeah. But one thing Giselle wanted me to stop. She'll hate that I tell you this. She'll hate it. Passing gas. She doesn't like the noise of passing gas.
What? She told you that you had to stop?
She said, when we were dating, we're getting married, I really would rather you don't pass gas in front of me. And I said, I'll think about it. But it wasn't the deal breaker. I said, for you, because I love you, I'll stop it.
See, that's funny.
Oh, she said, because she grew up in an all-woman household. Do women not pass gas? Is this something I'm learning now these days?
But I had the opposite thing. Do you know, for many years after I first met Lori, I would never pass gas in front of her because when I was courting her, I didn't think that that would be appropriate. And then all of a sudden we're married and I had to make a conscious decision, Will. I said to myself, if I continue this way, I'm going to have terrible cramps the rest of my life.
Yes.
Or I'm going to have to get out of bed and, like, you know, come up with some cockamamie excuse to go into another room. So I just started to let it fly. It's like I became I became Brundlefly overnight. She didn't know what hit her, but I had to do shock and awe because I had to get out of this terrible spiral that I was in.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, I'm about to leave the house. I'm going to ask her to pull my finger just to keep things light. So it'll be nice. She'll be happy to hear that. I'm proud of you, Hawk. You did the right choice. I think that's less egregious than chickpea mac and cheese, but that's just me.
I stand with you, Will. I stand with you. See you, Will. Will Manso from Local 10, Bally Sports Sun. There's a lot to digest there. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Gotta join me on May, June 5th.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.